like any president, President Trump can get something really wrong and at the same time get something else really right. Thought we'd spend a little time on an example of each. Let's start on the wrong side of things. And for that, we can just simply turn to Dr. Scott Atlas. Who's Dr. Scott Atlas? He was brought in by the president to advise the White House on COVID-19 policies. His experience? None. At least when it comes to viruses. Unless you count how he's been a destructive virus regarding actual science. Dr. Atlas is a radiologist. He performs MRIs. Takes pictures of the inside of people's heads. But Atlas was somehow, for some reason, made into a COVID-19 pundit by Fox News. Trump watches Fox News. He liked what Atlas was saying and brought him on board. What does Atlas say? He says that, well, many things, but in a nutshell, the more people who get the virus is a good thing because it will create herd immunity or herd mentality, as Trump referred to it this past week on that ABC town hall with George Stephanopoulos. Maybe, was that a Freudian slip, by the way? Because that's what Trump's hoping for, herd mentality, on what he's pitching about COVID-19. This gave me cause to think, too. Remember after Bob Woodward released some of his Trump tapes with Trump privately saying the virus was serious business? We all thought that Trump was BSing in public about the virus, considering how opposite his comments were. Maybe Trump was BSing Woodward. Notice, too, how the White House COVID-19 recommendations to states have also changed since the arrival of Dr. Atlas. States with high case rates, like the Dakotas after Sturgis, they were told back in August to mandate face masks because at the level they were at, closed bars, restaurants prioritized social distancing. This month, as those same states saw case rates increase, even more so, the recommendations were changed to no face masks required. Right, herd immunity. White House likes to press the point that Atlas is associated with Stanford University as being part of his creds and we should all bow to. That's been deflated, by the way, because a letter released by Stanford doctors, professors, teachers with actual experts in viral sciences. After reading that letter, Dr. Atlas should consider himself disassociated from Stanford University. Yet, there are way too many people who see the simple, respectful for the health of all requirements of a face mask, social distancing, and indoor capacity limits as an invasion, even a denial of constitutional rights. And they believe their signs of protest, their refusal to comply, makes them patriots. Me? I say it makes them traitors. Now, as far as getting things right, the Abraham Accord and President Trump's Middle East peace efforts, that was really right. This was the deal, which basically is a recognition, exchange of a variety of things between Israel, United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain, which now makes those Gulf states just the third and fourth Arab countries to recognize Israel since 1948. Imagine this, President Donald Trump, a peacemaker. A few heads exploded with that concept coming into reality further than it already has. Before the UAE and Bahrain, the only Arab countries in the Middle East to recognize Israel officially, or Egypt and Jordan, they signed peace treaties in 78 and 94 respectively. So now we look to Saudi Arabia. This is going to be the even more interesting part. Of course, Palestinians are saying that the agreements are dangerous betrayals. They thought they had the Arabs on their side until the reformation of a Palestinian state. This basically all revolves around Iran. Got to the point where a growing number of Arab nations would rather work with whoever they have to, in this case Israel, to muffle Iran rather than any longer tolerate the annoyances created by the Palestinians. And since the UAE and Bahrain are both Saudi allies, could Saudi Arabia look and say, okay, well, we're joining this not as the lead horse, but as one of the horses. So will that soften the blow by those who think we shouldn't be doing this. And this isn't really the first effort by the president regarding peace in the Middle East. You, of course, remember his recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which previous presidents were able to do, said they were going to do, but never did. It's odd, isn't it? It's a real challenging picture. One moment, President Trump uses a Bible as a prop at a photo op. Next, he's following the word of God when it comes to the land that is eternally Israel's. And although supporters of the Palestinians disagree with the fact there never was a country called Palestine, and if Jerusalem is so vitally important to the Palestinians, why is it only referred to once in the Quran? I don't know if you can catch one of his strategies here, of placing the Palestinians on an island of isolation, even within the Arab world. Yet with all this taken into its totality, for some reason, at least according to the polls, 80% of Jews are still expected to vote for Joe Biden.